Ezekiel chapter 36. Also, you son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel, and say, You mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the sovereign, Yahweh, because the enemy has said against you, Aha! Even the ancient high places are ours in possession. For this reason, prophesy and say, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, because they have made you desolate, and swallowed you up on every side, so that you could be a possession unto the remainder of the heathen, and you are taken up in the lips of talkers, and are an infamy of the people. For this reason, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of sovereign Yahweh. Thus says sovereign Yahweh to the mountains, and to the hills, and to the rivers, and to the valleys, and to the desolate wastes, and to the cities that have been forsaken, that became a prey and a derision to the remainder of the heathen that are round about. For this reason thus says sovereign Yahweh, Surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the remainder of the heathen, and against all Idumea, who have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all of their heart, with despiteful minds to throw it out for a prey. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains, and to the hills, and to the rivers, and to the valleys, Thus says sovereign Yahweh, Understand that I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because you have borne the shame of the heathen. For this reason, thus says sovereign Yahweh, I have lifted up my hand. Surely the heathen that are around you, they will bear their shame. But you, O mountains of Israel, you will shoot forth your branches, and you will yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. For understand, I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you will be tilled and sown, and I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, all of it. And the cities will be inhabited, and the wastes will be rebuilt. And I will multiply you, man and animal, and they will increase and bring fruit, and I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better than at your beginnings, and you will know that I am Yahweh. Yes, I will cause men to walk on you, my people Israel, and they will possess you, and you will be their inheritance, and you will no longer, from this time forth, bereave them. Thus says sovereign Yahweh, because they say to you, You land devour men, and you've bereaved your nations, for this reason you will devour men no more, neither will you bereave your nations any more, says sovereign Yahweh. Neither will I cause men to hear in you the shame of the heathen any more, neither will you bear the reproach of the people any more, neither will you cause your nations to fall any more, says sovereign Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me like the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and because of their idols with which they had polluted. And I scattered them amongst the heathen, and they were dispersed throughout the countries according to their way, and according to their doings I judged them. And when they entered into the heathen, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name, when they said to them, These are the people of Yahweh, and they are gone forth from out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned amongst the heathen, wherever they went. For this reason say to the house of Israel, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, I do not do this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but I do it instead for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen, wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen will know that I am Yahweh, says sovereign Yahweh, when I will be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from amongst the heathen, and gather you out of all of the countries, and I will bring you down into your own land. And then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. From all of your filthiness and from all of your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart will I also give you, And a new spirit will I put into you, and I will take the stony way heart from out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments, and do them. And you will dwell in the land that I gave to your forefathers, and you will be my people, and I will be your Elohim. I will also save you from all of your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn and increase it, and lay no famine upon you, and I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, so that you will receive no more a reproach of famine amongst the heathen. Then will you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. I do not do this for your sakes, says Sovereign Yahweh. Be it known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, in the day that I will have cleansed you from all of your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the wastes will be rebuilt, and the desolate land will be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all who passed by. And they will say, this land that used to be desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities have become fenced and have become inhabited. Then the heathen who are left around about you will know that I, Yahweh, rebuilt the ruined places and planted that which was desolate. I, Yahweh, have spoken, and I will do what I have said. And thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, I will still, for this, be inquired of by the house of Israel to do for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, like the holy flock, like the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feasts. So will the wasted cities be filled with flocks of men, and they will know that I am Yahweh. End of chapter.